This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Lions podcast. That's B-L-E-A-V right here on the Believe Network. And it's another emergency podcast. We have breaking news. Jared Goff is now the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Jared Goff signed to a four-year, $212 million contract extension. Jared Goff gets the big bucks. He gets $53 million per year. That's number two behind Joe Burrow. He gets $170 million guaranteed. That's second behind Deshaun Watson, who has the fully guaranteed contract. This is a five-year total, tying him to the Detroit Lions, because obviously Jared Goff already under contract for 2024. So then you add those 4 years to it, and it's 5 years Jared Goff signed through 2027, through 2028. It's been announced as an option in 2028 that the Lions have with Jared Goff. So clearly that implies that the guaranteed money is gone after the first 3 years of that new deal. So after 2027, the Lions can move on from Jared Goff if they want, or they could bring him back on a one-year contract. At that point, they probably extend him for longer. But this is just another case of the Lions making the correct decision to get things done early. We've talked about this over and over and over again with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell, with those big contracts coming in. Now, with Jared Goff, I get it. When you look at the highest paid quarterbacks, the top five highest paid quarterbacks, when you look at it right now, it's Joe Burrow number one, Jared Goff number two, Justin Herbert number three at $52.5 million per year, half a million less than Jared Goff is making. We've got Lamar Jackson sitting there at four, making $52 million a year, $1 million less per year than Jared Goff. And then Jalen Hurts sitting there at $51 million per season. That's the top five. And when you look at the top five, Jared Goff stands out pretty clearly. Jared Goff, in terms of what he can do in the pocket, out of the pocket, the arm talent, the athleticism, all of that, doesn't really compare that favorably to Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts. But what's coming is where the Lions are making their money. What is going to come in the future is a lot of quarterbacks getting a lot of money. And Jared Goff in this contract just sets the stage for all of it. Because right now, in 2025, the free agency that we're looking at, Dak Prescott set to hit free agency in 2025. We've talked about this for a while. Dak Prescott is going to become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. That's just going to happen. The leverage that he has against the Dallas Cowboys, because right now, he has the highest salary cap hit in NFL history. It's insane. $60 million tied up in Dak Prescott this season. That is no way to build a team. So Dak Prescott has all the leverage to get a deal done now to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And if that doesn't happen, Dak Prescott hitting free agency, he will become the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. That's just the way these things work. Quarterbacks of that caliber don't hit free agency. Jared Goff has never hit free agency. The Rams signed him, extended him long-term, and then traded him to the Detroit Lions. In order to hit free agency, you got to be Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles tear. You got to be Baker Mayfield coming off a couple bad years and bouncing around with three teams in two seasons. That's how you hit free agency. The top tier quarterbacks don't hit free agency. So I don't think Dak Prescott's going to hit free agency, but he's got all the leverage that if he does, either way, Dak Prescott going to be the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. He's going to be making more than $53 million per year that Jared Goff is making. Going to be making more than the $55 million per year that Joe Burrow is making. Dak Prescott is going to get paid. So that just drives that price tag up even further. And it's going to continue after Dak Prescott, whether Dak Prescott happens this offseason or next. The Miami Dolphins also have to make a decision on Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa is a free agent in 2025. Tua Tagovailoa needs a new contract. He's probably going to get one from the Miami Dolphins, and it's going to be pretty easy for him to make the case. Well, if Jared Goff is making $53 million per year, I want more than Jared Goff in 2023. Tua Tagovailoa led the NFL in passing yards. Second place was Jared Goff. I threw for more yards than Jared Goff. I'm making the playoffs too. I want my money. And so Tua Tagovailoa is going to get his bag. Jordan Love, with the massive step that we saw last year in 2023. Before that, though, there was some finagling with the contract. Jordan Love was set to have his fifth-year option picked up. Didn't really make sense for the Packers to do it based on what they had seen. They hadn't seen enough from Jordan Love, so they say, okay, we're going to hedge. We're going to give you more over the next 2 years than you'd get playing your rookie contract and the fifth-year option. You can earn more in incentives as well, but all told, it's going to cost us less money, and overall, you're going to make less in 2024 than you would have under the fifth-year option. You're going to make more in 2023 than you would have anyways. But that leaves Jordan Love up for an extension this season or next season. So Jordan Love, not going to hit free agency. The Packers have found their new guy. Does he sign a new contract that tops Jared Goff before the 2024 season, or does he play it out, have success, and get paid? No matter how you slice it, there are three big-name quarterbacks that are going to get massive, massive extensions either now or in 2025 free agency. Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, all going to be making more than Jared Goff within the next calendar year. It's going to be less than a year. It's going to be March at the latest that hit free agency happens when these quarterbacks start making more than Jared Goff. So Jared Goff goes from second highest paid quarterback to fifth highest paid quarterback real quick when Dak, Tua, and Jordan Love start making more money than him. Other free agents that we have at quarterback next year, it's not likely that Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, especially Mac Jones, especially Drew Lock or Sam Darnold, not likely any of those guys are going to make more than Jared Goff. Almost impossible. But if there's some weird resurgence with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, it's possible. Unlikely, but possible. But what is likely and almost guaranteed is in 2026, we've got more free agents. We've got Trevor Lawrence hitting free agency in 2026. We've got Brock Purdy hitting free agency in 2026. Now, Brock Purdy can negotiate for a new contract next year. He's got to play 3 years in the NFL before he can even negotiate to make more than the $900,000 he's currently making per season. So Brock Purdy very well could get paid next offseason as soon as that comes up. Trevor Lawrence could get paid this offseason if the Jaguars want to get ahead of it, but he's going to need to get paid next offseason at the very latest because the Jaguars aren't going to want to roll in to 2026 free agency without Trevor Lawrence under contract. So that's another two quarterbacks that are going to get paid big dollars. Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence. Brock Purdy has taken his team to the Super Bowl already. Brock Purdy has taken the San Francisco 49ers to back-to-back NFC Championship games. And this year, he's not coming off a torn UCL. Everyone forgets that Brock Purdy was no lock to start the 2023 season. He had elbow surgery. No one knew if he was going to make it back in time. It was all optimistic when you heard from the doctors. Rarely in the NFL does it just work out so picture perfectly? Brock Purdy comes back, has a hell of a season, is in an MVP conversation, gets to a Super Bowl and loses. But the 49ers are still going to be good in 2024. 49ers very well could be back in that NFC Championship game, could be back in the Super Bowl for after the 2024 season. And if that happens, Brock Purdy's going to get paid way more than Jared Goff, especially after Tua and Jordan Love signed their contract extensions. Trevor Lawrence didn't take that big leap we were all hoping for, but it's still Trevor Lawrence. He's still a franchise quarterback. You still know that he's going to stick with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's going to happen. And so that's another guy. So we go from real quick, Jared Goff being the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL right now, to him being seventh with just two free agent classes that have to sign. He's going to be making less than Trevor Lawrence, than Brock Purdy, than Jordan Love, than Tua Tagovailoa, than Dak Prescott within the next year and a half, 2 years max. But I don't think Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy are going to be in 2026.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Free agency. Their teams, I think, are going to take care of them early. So in the next year and a half, Jared Goff goes from second highest paid to seventh highest paid. And that's not even counting the guys that could just randomly get one. Because Matthew Stafford, he's already asking for a new contract. That was happening before the Jared Goff extension. Matthew Stafford wanted another pay boost, and he deserves it after his Super Bowl ring. But that's another guy that's going to come in at some point and probably make more per year than Jared Goff. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, exact same thing. At any point, their contracts could be redone. We've known this for years. The beauty of signing Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen for these 10-year deals with Patrick Mahomes, I believe. The beauty of it was, okay, it'll become a bargain at some point. It'll become a value at some point. And at that point, when it's too big of a value, then we're just going to pay up. We're just going to pay our guy. So at any moment, Patrick Mahomes could sign a new contract that gives him a bump that gets him above Jared Goff. Josh Allen at any moment could sign that new contract, get him above Jared Goff. So real quick, you go from the second highest paid quarterback to the seventh highest paid quarterback, to potentially the 10th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And at that point, yeah, I'll take Jared Goff as the 10th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Now, it's not just going to happen like that. It's going to be a year and a half, maybe 2 years before Jared Goff drops in the rankings, but it's going to happen. And this is the beauty of the Detroit Lions consistently getting ahead of these contracts, consistently signing these players to new deals before the market resets. They're the ones doing the resetting of the market, because this was always going to happen. Kirk Cousins is making $45 million per year coming off a torn Achilles. Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray making $46 million per year, and their play over the last couple of years has not been up to that. Now, I do believe Kyler Murray, with a revamped offensive line, with revamped weapons, I think he can play up to that money. I'm not so confident about Deshaun Watson playing up to that $46 million per year. But either way, that's how Jared Goff gets $53 million per year. It's like, I'm way better than these guys. And yeah, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, those guys probably should be making more than me, but it's my turn. That's how the market works. I got you to the NFC Championship game. We have a strong roster. You pay me now, it's actually going to lower my cap hit. So the Lions are going to have even more money that they can spend this year. And if they don't spend it this year, it rolls over into 2025. So the Lions, once again, with the correct decision. And I know at face value, $53 million per year. Shocking, scary number, big number for Jared Goff. Jared Goff being the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Shocking. Could be a little bit scary, could be a little bit intimidating, but I'm here to tell you it's going to look a whole lot better next offseason when Jared Goff is now outside the top seven or top five in paid quarterbacks in terms of quarterback money. This is a great decision by the Detroit Lions because there was no way they were going to let Jared Goff walk. After the way he has bought into the city and the way the city has bought into Jared Goff, I don't know how many of you were at either of the playoff games, but if you heard the Jared Goff, Jared Goff, Jared Goff chants, then you'd know the city believes in Jared Goff. Hell, you didn't even have to go to a Lions game. You could have gone to a Detroit Red Wings game. You could go to a Detroit Pistons game, and you'd be hearing Jared Goff chants. The city has bought in to Jared Goff. He was going to be back for the long term, no matter what. It just makes sense to sign him before he has a chance to have another quality season behind this offensive line with the weapons that he's got. It just makes sense to sign him before all these guys hit their new contracts, before they end up resetting the market. And so the Lions just once again doing great business. Jared Goff, 4 years, $212 million signed through 2028. That'll be through his age 34 season. At worst, if they let him go, if they don't pick up that option after 2027, Jared Goff going to be 33. He's 29 right now. Jared Goff going to be the quarterback for the Lions for a long time. And at that point, when he's 33, 34, that's when he gets his next Kirk Cousins contract. Because remember, Kirk Cousins, 35, coming off an Achilles, and he's still making bank. So you get Jared Goff for the next 5 years under team control through age 34. You get Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's 24 right now. You get him through age 29 season. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, both under team control through 2028. Jared Goff going to be 34. Amon-Ra going to be 29. And then he can re-up them at that point. And I told you, when Amon-Ra St. Brown signed, this is going to look good. In short order, other teams are going to start paying their wide receivers more. This is a resetting of the market. And it happened even before anyone hit free agency, even before T. Higgins signed that massive extension. The Eagles are like, okay, A.J. Brown, you're currently making the same as Devontae Smith. We know you deserve more than Devontae Smith, so we're going to give you a pay bump. We're going to give you $32 million per season. That's $2 million more than Amon-Ra St. Brown. And it's just going to continue that way. There's always going to be some bigger name, bigger fish that commands more money. And so if you're the Lions, reset that market and just say, hey, everyone else can catch up now. It's going to be a lot harder for these other teams to sign these players, to make these contracts work. Same with Penei Sewell right now. He's making $28 million per season. He's 23 right now. He is signed through 2029. Penei Sewell, under contract for six seasons. It's a four-year extension. He was already under contract for two seasons. Penei Sewell going to be 29 when this contract runs up. And he's going to sign another contract because he's still going to be one of the best offensive tackles in the NFL at that point. He's going to be on the path to being a Hall of Famer at that point. So you sign these players early. You invest in the guys that got you there. And good things are going to happen. The Lions now have all three of their pillars. Jared Goff at quarterback, Amon-Ra St. Brown at wide receiver, and Penei Sewell at offensive tackle. The three pillars of their offense are now signed for the long term. The Lions offense going to be together for the long term. And this is just going to be so beautiful. Another Brad Holmes masterclass.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.